Thank you. Ja, hallo luisteraar, ja, oeh. Nou jongens, gewoon een beetje. Oh, wow. Nou, dat gaat lekker. Het is, Soto Festival staat op het punt van beginnen. We zijn in de roze tinker. En, de laatste voorbereidingen worden hier getroffen. En dan gaat Seneca optreden. Ja, kijk, lekker. Het gaat heel goed. Ja, ik hoor We Have It, dus ik denk dat het zo goed als gaat beginnen.
Okay. Welcome everybody to the new SOTU of 2026. This is the first night here in the tanker. Tomorrow we're going to be at ADM Groeneveld. Saturday in the Wonderbunker. And this Sunday we're going to close down and we start early at Filmhuis Cavia in West. And now the first act we got here is Serena. Big applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, next act is starting, music part two. Don't forget, Teun is at the entrance. You can make a donation to help us out with the cost for this evening. Please do. Thank you. Enjoy.
Hey all, this is an idea I've had for music part two. The drum set is set up in a way that's actually quite visible. We want people to see that there is a drum set, that it's set up. Maybe it's well lit as well. That's the case as people are entering the room. As soon as the show is clear, it's clear that the show is starting. The drum set is disassembled and the parts of the drum set are put away within the reach and visibility of the audience, but outside of the stage, and also the parts are scattered. And then I would sit down and be ready for a drum solo, but the audience has to put the drum set back together. Running this experiment of how much does the audience know how a drum set is supposed to look like. How can we make drum solos in a way that people want to listen to them, but in a way that it carries a lot more information than usual drum solos that are very attention-grabbing don't. It's also playing on their memory because they had just seen it set up. There is this dissociation between the sound that a drummer has and how a drum set is classically put together.